Hello, this is George Waring, and I'm broadcasting from the basement in Uptown Butte today. And I've entitled this column, Trump, End in Sight. And this is what Robert Becker at the Nation of Change asked. Are we seeing the end of Donald Trump on July 25th? The only way Trump survives, let alone wins, is for everyone else to lose, including donors, enablers, and supporters. The losing Trump torrent gushes on, already blooding Pence, DeSantis, McCarthy, Flynn, Bannon, Manafort, Barr, Eastman, Giuliani. Meadows concludes, disgraced advisors and chiefs of staff, slammed appointees, cornered Republican officials, insider Alan Weisselberg, disloyal evangelicals, perhaps even Ivanka and Jared before it's over. The arm-waving noisemakers at the Fox snake pit are in shambles, with lawsuits apace. Are average Republican taxpayers living better or better off than the richest billionaires? Are January the 6th suckers thrilled with their riot outcomes? Except for Wiley McConnell, what party leaders survived the Trump garbage run? Not the dozen rogue house wackos dumped alongside Trump. Is the world so corrupted that chronic public skewering means nothing? Does the truism, never let them see you sweat, or never get buried by felony indictments, no longer apply? No politician survives endless humiliating court cases, results or timing aside, and no third-rate P.T. Barnum fools more than a shrinking minority over time. How does Trump return next year as the strongest Republican against Biden? Who won't be less hated with less baggage? If re-thugs don't replace their 10% lost voters since 2016, what chance does their party have against a tested campaigner whose biggest downside is his age? Unless obsoleting a century of presidential politics, Trump goes down simply as the greatest self-made who simply refused to take no for an answer. History won't repeat. By hook and by crook, Trump's ragged 16 campaign outmaneuvered the play-it-safe, low-charm Hillary's, but no pitifully tarnished, confirmed loser is competitive against an incumbent president with multiple legislative wins, an improving economy, no new wars, and unlimited campaign input and resources. Biden already has twice Trump's cash. Biden beat Trump, and Obama beat Romney and McCain in the same terms. They were cleaner candidates who ran more focused, competent races. Bill Clinton's campaigning was far better every time out than his wife, despite more personal scandals. Because Rove skill sets compensated for W's manifest flaws, they won twice. The best campaigns win out in the end. The steady, low-key Biden, the complete opposite in the best sense to the orange demon, is already ahead by 5 points and will gain as Democrats and centrists accept his age and style, then gasp at the horrific alternative. The only way for Trumpers to stop this upcoming repeat steal is to destroy the election. And all of the cult's horses and all of the cult's men can't pull off that Humpty Dumpty ploy. Re-thugs must be re-elected too, after all. As with his first run, who really believes Trump wants to be president? He's always had other fish to fry, either ego and image, or more relevantly now, deflect convictions, sentences, and unspeakable fines. Hey, it's a plan, and no worse than other scams he's concocted. It all comes down to whether Americans will again back an obscenity and let a rampant criminal ex-president get off easy. These trains have left the station. The only way Trump survives, let alone wins, is for everyone else to lose, including donors, enablers, and supporters. The losing Trump torrent gushes on, already blooding Pence, DeSantis, McCarthy, Flynn, Bannon, Manafort, Barr, Eastman, Giuliani, Meadows, countless disgraced advisors and chiefs of staff, slammed appointees, cornered RNC officials, insider Alan Weisselberg, disloyal evangelicals, perhaps even Ivanka and Jared before it's over. Is the world so corrupted that chronic public skewering means nothing? Does the truism, never let them see you sweat or never get buried by felony indictments, no longer apply? No politician survives endless, humiliating court cases, results or timing aside, and no third-rate Barnum fools more than a shrinking minority over time. How does Trump return next year as the strongest Republican against Biden? Who won't be less hated with less baggage? If rethugs don't replace their 10% lost voters since 2016, what chances does their party have against a tested campaigner whose biggest downside is his age? History will not repeat. Trump's ragged 16 campaign outmaneuvered the play-it-safe, low-charm Hillary's. But no pitifully tarnished, confirmed loser is competitive against an incumbent president with multiple legislative wins, an improving economy, no new wars, and unlimited campaign input and resources. Biden already has twice Trump's cash. Biden beat Trump and Obama beat Romney and McCain in the same terms. They were cleaner candidates who ran more focused, competent races. Bill Clinton's campaigning was far better every time out than his wife's, despite more personal scandals. Being male helped because Roe skill sets compensated for W's manifest flaws. They won twice. The best campaigns win out in the end. The steady, low-key Biden, the complete opposite in the best sense to the orange demon, is already ahead by 5 points and will gain as Democrats and centrists accept his age and style, then gasp at the horrific alternative. The only way for Trumpers to stop this upcoming repeat steal is destroy the election, and all of the cult's horses and all the cult's men can't pull off that Humpty Dumpty ploy. Rethugs must be reelected too, after all. As with his first run, who really believes Trump wants to be president? He's always had other fish to fry, either ego and image, or more relevantly now, deflect convictions, sentences, and unspeakable fines. Hey, it's a plan, and no worse than other scams he's concocted. It all comes down to whether Americans will again back an obscenity and let a rampant criminal get off easy. These trains have left the station. Thanks, Robert. I thank you, listeners, for listening, and I thank you again for honking for choice. This is George Waring. Good morning. Okay.
All right, George. Thank you.